Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the daily podcast looking back on this day in the history of rock. I'm Paul Stevenson. Now today is August the 12th and it's birthday greetings to one of my favourite guitarists of all time. Regular listeners to the show will know of my love of the band Dire Straits. Now let's be honest, I've interviewed John Ilsley twice, Pick Withers and Alan Clark, all from the band, but sadly, not the main man himself. So, turning 73 years old today, the headband wearing virtuoso, who holds three doctorates in music, believe it or not, Mr. Mark Knopfler. His unique guitar sound and style, brilliant lyrics and songwriting helped Dire Straits sell more than 120 million records around the world, despite only actually being together as a band for about 16 years, which is pretty phenomenal. But enough of my love of the great man. Today's main topic of conversation is about the first time a band rehearsed together, a band that will go on to conquer the world. Yes, on this day in 1968, Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, John Paul Jones, and John Bonham played together for the first time when they rehearsed at a studio in Gerrard Street in London's West End. Apparently, the first song they played together was The Train Kept A-Rolling. This was a song the Yardbirds had covered as well, and the four guys would perform their first few live dates under the name of the New Yardbirds when they toured Scandinavia, but they were forced to find a new name after the old record label issued a cease and desist letter. They became Led Zeppelin, and the rest really is history. Now, we know what followed, so I thought it would be good to hear from the other side of it all. Jimmy Page's former bandmate in the Yardbirds, Jim McCarty, spoke with me about the situation that saw the Yardbirds break up and Led Zeppelin begin. Just talking about the end of the Yardbirds then, obviously it evolved again and Jimmy Page took it on to the New Yardbirds, which then quickly became Led Zeppelin, of course. What was your feelings around that time of the group disbanding?
Well, we were quite relieved, particularly kids, Ralph and I. We were very tired, very stressed out, and we'd been playing, you know, day after day, really, for a long time, and playing the same sort of songs, playing the same music, and it wasn't really going anywhere at that time for us because the chemistry in the band wasn't quite the same. We really missed, I think, Paul, Samuel Smith and Jeff. We weren't producing any new songs, and we were being produced by Mickey Most, who brought his own songs into the picture, which weren't always that good for us. So it wasn't really going anywhere. So Keith and I said, well, let's do something else. You know, we've sort of done it. Jimmy and Chris decided to carry on with the band. Chris fell out afterwards after we'd left. So, and we were quite happy, Keith and I, to get out of it, to have a bit of a rest. I mean, looking back on it, we'd had a bit of a long break, it might have worked, but there was a lot of pressure on those days to keep going and be in the public eye.
Jim McCarty there, the only man who played with Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page in the Yardbirds. He spoke to me on episode 49, telling me great stories about those legendary guitarists and so much more as well. It's definitely worth checking out, so please do see the full interview, episode 49. Well, that's it for August the 12th then. I'll be back tomorrow to talk about another big event in the history of rock. So until then, take care.